Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Marty Lehr, CEO at Context Therapeutics. Marty, good to see you again. How are you?
Pleasure. Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Marty, today we were talking about your third quarter results. Talk us through what you felt were some of the highlights here.
Yeah, the third quarter was really pivotal for our company. In some sense, the subsequent events to the quarter were even more important. So in mid-October, we completed our public listing on NASDAQ, where we generated $28.8 million of gross proceeds. So a tremendously exciting seminal event for the company. And then just this past week on December 1st, we announced a private investment in a public entity, also referred to as a PIPE, where five institutional investors acquired $31.25 million worth of stock in Context. So over the last 5 weeks, the company's raised $60 million, which is rather remarkable given the market conditions. And I think really speaks to our pipeline, our two fantastic lead programs in ONA XR and our Claudin 6 bispecific, and puts us in a fantastic position to generate data with those assets and to get our cash runway into 2024.
You say runway will go into 2024, so no more raises until then.
You never know where market conditions are, but right now it's nice to have a number in our bank account with a couple of commas in it. So really our focus now is head down and execute on our clinical trials for ONXR. And then to advance our bispecific antibody, which is in preclinical development.
Speaking of your clinical trials, you are still currently enrolling patients. What is the current status?
Yeah, our clinical trials are going great. We have, with our ONA XR program at Context, three phase two trials that are currently enrolling women with progesterone receptor positive metastatic cancers. And then we have a phase 1b/2 trial in women with first-line metastatic breast cancer trials. So four trials, two in breast cancer, one in a rare form of ovarian cancer called granulosa cell tumors. We're really proud of that trial. We are the only open clinical trial for that rare tumor type in the country. And so we think that's a trial where we can do a lot of good for women who are deprived of suitable treatment options for that particular disease. We also have a trial in recurrent endometrial cancer, which we're really excited about. That's enrolling well as of now.
Your ONA XR trial, you're expected to report or release data from that trial next week at a conference. Is that right?
Absolutely. So next week from December 7th to December 10th in San Antonio is the largest breast cancer conference of the year. It's called the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. It's a conference that's been going on for over 40 years. And we're presenting three posters at that trial, two from ongoing clinical trials in breast cancer, and then a recently completed clinical trial in primary breast cancer. So this is cancer at its earlier stages where it's a lump in the breast. We treated patients for 3 weeks in that trial with biopsies before and after. And it's a really elegant biomarker-based study to show what our drug is doing in women with early stage breast cancer. And so that abstract was released a couple of weeks ago showing that, as we had hoped, the more progesterone receptor a patient has, the better they respond to our drug. And then we also looked at markers of response, things like cancer stem cells, which are important for the seeding events for metastatic spread and other proliferative markers. So really excited about that data and the posters being presented. And so that will happen next week. And then certainly we have our four other clinical trials that are enrolling patients that are on track to deliver at least preliminary data starting with at least one of those trials in the first half of 22.
So it's lots going on for you.
Absolutely.
And what's more, you have beefed up your management team. You've made a few new hires. So talk us through who you've hired, who you've brought on here.
Yeah, what the two most recent financings for Context delivered was our ability to get to the next stage of growth for the company That starts with advancing our programs and then having the right people on the bus to manage and direct those programs. So we brought in a fantastic CFO, Ms. Jennifer Manai, who came from Melendo Therapeutics, another publicly traded company, Ms. Beth Nemchek as our controller, and then Dr. Mark Fletcher as VP of R&D. So a great diverse team that we brought on to help us get to the next phase. And that phase would be executing on our phase two trials and taking context from, you know, $100 million plus market cap company to hopefully something much higher than that for our investors.
Looking forward to following the journey. Marty, thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.